allegation that you can go into prison.
Is this thing working? Hard to tell. Hmm. Let's find out. Ah, okay, it is working. So today, I haven't done anything for a while, so what I'm going to do today, actually, is I'm making beer. It's very exciting. So, first thing I'm going to do, though, I have a can here. Can't hear it. It's full of beer, molasses stuff. So what I'm going to do is boil it. So I have a gas stove here, so I'm just going to turn it on here. There we go. So it's now heating up the, I put it in water, and so I'm heating it up now. And once it's here, once the can is heated up for a while, I will go dump it in another container. It's very exciting. So while we're waiting for the beer molasses to melt down a bit, I'm down here in the cold storage, and I'm in front of what is called a fast ferment. It's a contraption that has, it's a container. It looks like an upside down teardrop, I guess. And it's a Canadian product actually. It's here in Toronto. And what it is, so what the fast ferment does is there's a ball at the bottom that you unscrew off of it. Hold on, let me back up. So the teardrop at the top, you pour all your stuff in there, and then there's a ball at the bottom where all of the sediment settles. So if you're making wine, it actually skips a step, because with the wine, when you're making wine, you have a racking function you have to do at one point. And you don't have to do that with this particular product, which is kind of cool. It holds about 23 liters. That's about, I can't remember how many gallons, but it's a lot of material. So what I'm going to do is, once the beer molasses has been melted down, I will pour it in this contraption, and then I will add another, I think it's about 5 liters after that, and then I have to mix it up, and then add another, up to 23 liters, and then make sure that it's at a certain temperature. I have a talking thermometer I got from ThermoWorks. I can find it because I moved things around. Oh yeah, right here. So ThermoWorks does these really amazingly, it's a great thermometer is what I'm trying to say. It's very precise. That's the word I was looking for. So on the side of the fast ferment, there's this little area you can put your thermometer in, and you press it, and you wait, and in a few minutes, or seconds,
23.8 degrees Celsius.
So it's 23 degrees Celsius point something, but that's
23
around the, it's around the temperature you, shush,
Celsius.
It's around the temperature that you want it at, between 23 and 27 is the,
24. Yeah.
Now it will not stop, so hold on,
Celsius.
I have to go grab it, hold down on the button. There we go. Now it stops. All right, so let me go check on the beer and the beer molasses, and I'll be right back. Come on. I knew this was going to happen. There we go. So the beer molasses, having issues. So the beer molasses is just sitting in the boiling water right now. And what I'm going to do now is I have a 5-gallon bucket that has a whole bunch of crap in it. But it is It is sanitized, so hold on. Just going to grab it here. What I'm going to do is grab a bit of warm water and pour that into the bucket, or into the fast ferment. Well, I'm pouring the bucket and in the fast ferment. There we go. So I'm actually just filling this in my, what is that called? The laundry tub. You know, beer has been made for centuries, and I'm sure there have been many batches of beer that have not been very sanitary. So I'm not as worried as my wife is when she's making wine. I do take precautions, but just as long as things are fairly clean, that's all I care. Maybe it's my bachelor ways, you know, they still come back. Anyway, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to grab this this bucket, and I'm going to go pour it into the fast ferment, and then I'll be back. All right, so what I figured I would do is record me pouring the water into the fast ferment. Right now I'm opening the lid. It's a big lid, so you're able to actually clean it fairly easily, which is really nice. That's the big thing with the fast ferment, it's really easy to clean, so and it's easy to pour things into. Two very important things when you're making wine or beer. So I shall pour about 3/4 of a full bucket of hot water into the fast ferment. There we go. Whoops. So some did fall on the floor, which is fine because we're in the cold storage. And we don't really care about the floor in here. It's just cement anyways. There is a colony of ants, but we have it under control right now. But they do, last time when I made beer, this is my second time, last time I, when I was pouring the molasses in, I somehow missed the huge hole on top of the fast ferment, and some of it did come on the side of it. And so there was some very happy ants. So I'm going to go get the beer molasses now, and I'll be right back. Okay, so we're in the kitchen again, and I have the beer can here. What we're going to do is we're going to open it. Find the can opener. One of these days I will be organized. Hold on. Yeah, maybe it's here. Where is the can opener? Alright, let me put you on pause until I find the can opener. With the assistance of my wife, I found the can opener.
Beer in the hot water.
I already did.
Huh? No, I mean pour it in there.
Oh, yeah. I already put some hot water in there. So anyways, I'm opening the can now. It's very exciting. Ooh. The can burped. So, opening that. And... ooh, it has a very pungent aroma. Ooh, that's nice and... ugh, it smells. Okay, so I'm going to leave this. Oh. That's interesting. Okay, so let me leave this right here. Get some paper towel. Alright, so now I shall proceed with this downstairs. Okay, I'm gonna have to put you in my pocket.